Us young people are the key to this generation. Some of us spend all day on social media and some of us create a podcast. Hey, I'm Faith Aguilera and I am the host of Little Girl, Big Thoughts. I talk about real life issues that certain people like me feel like we don't have a say in. Come along with me as I explore my thoughts. And today I will be talking to Zi Xing. Oh, I thought I was going to get her name wrong. Yay. Okay, so before I tell you guys about her, I'm just going to do a quick little announcement. If you are new to the podcast, my name is Faith Ogunleye. I post every single Tuesday, and you can also find my Instagram at littlegirlbigthoughtspod. And if you also want to go to the link that's usually in the description, you can click that as well. I also have my Twitter, which is faithonline_. And that's basically it. You can also stream me everywhere. And I know you guys are always so tired of my voice in the beginning, and I try not to make my intros like too long. So I'm just going to introduce Zi Xing. So she is a high school sophomore who is also a writer for the 5-star journal, FemZ, Girls Life magazine, Fever Dreams, Full Moon magazine, and The Asian Roots. Wow, that's so much. Furthermore, she'll be publishing her first poetry book actually in a couple of days, which is called From the Ground Up. She loves writing pieces surrounding racial inequality, politics, health, and current events. So I don't want to speak for too long, and I'm just going to let her tell you a bit about herself and what she stands for.
Thank you, Faith. Like she said, my name is Zi Xing. I'm 15 years old, and I love to write, especially about issues that have been affecting marginalized and oppressed groups. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you on. Okay, so do you want to give your Instagram? And I will leave it also in the link in the description as well.
Yes, my Instagram is just at Zi Xing Kuang, just my name in lower caps.
Yeah. Okay, so as you guys can actually hear, she does a lot of like writing, and she's a writer anyways. So my first question for you, Zi Xing, is when did you actually start writing and why did you start writing?
I started writing when I was really young, actually. It just started out as short stories, and as I grew older, it progressed to poetry and essays. I began to write about social justice and politics, I would say, around the beginning of last year because of all the events that had occurred. Our generation began to get involved in movements like Black Lives Matter, and it just kind of showed me that our voices are super powerful and we can truly make change with our words and actions.
Yes, because that is like the whole thing that we strive for over on my podcast, like trying to get our names out there, especially as teens, because like some people can underestimate us. And that is so cool that you've written for so many different like brands, I think. So can you tell me a little bit about that? How'd you get your name out there and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I think social media was a very important aspect of it. I've met so many cool people, so many talented people through Instagram. And there are so many teenagers out there who start their own magazines so they can get their message across. I think taking risks and writing about topics and issues that you're passionate about is super important. Mm-hmm. I think the more passionate you are about a topic, the better your article or your essay will be. And my advice would be to never be afraid to write about a controversial issue or a subject that is uncomfortable, because those are usually the topics that need to be talked about more.
Definitely. Wow. So I was just like listening and I just got like blown away. You're so smart. Wow. I can't believe we're the same age. So what was your favorite like a magazine or thing that you've written for? Like a article that you've written?
I think my favorite article that I've written would have to be about Amanda Gorman. She was the poet who spoke at Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony, and I wrote an article about her on the 5-star journal. When I first heard her poem, The Hill We Climb, I was just blown away. I was sitting in class and I had my laptop in front of me and I could just hear her words, and I was just, you know, I had chills because I felt like I was waiting for this moment, you know, Joe Biden's ceremony for so long, and everyone was just working so hard to make change in this country. And when I heard her words just kind of flowing, I was just so inspired and in awe by her.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't actually, because I'm not even in America, but I didn't actually listen to the ceremony or anything like that. All I know is Joe Biden won it, and me and my dad listened to a couple of his when he got, what's the word? When he, this is going to make it sound so dumb. When he got, like, in presidency, you know, when he, like, got elected, not when he, what's the word? You know that ceremony that they did for him when he actually like got into presidency? Is that when she wrote, said the poem?
Yeah, she recited the poem at the ceremony, and she actually wrote it a couple of days after the Capitol riot. I'm assuming you've read or heard about the Capitol riot. Yeah, and she was just saying how, our country's been through so many things, and she just felt, inspired to write about everything that's been going on and what the riot meant for our country, like what she how she saw it as. And it's just been a lot, and she's very inspiring, definitely one of my favorite poets.
Well, I was actually one of my questions. So I was going to ask you, who is your favorite poet who like inspires you to do what you do and what you write about?
Yes, so I would say my favorite poet would be Rupi. I'm trying to figure out. She wrote the a bunch of different poems, and she has, the sun, and I'm trying to figure out her Rupi Kaur, and her books include Milk and Honey, The Sun and Her Flowers, Homebody, and I've just been reading all her books. Her poems are just so inspiring, and they're so beautiful, and I feel like I could connect so well with everything that she's been writing.
Definitely. So while you were like talking about writing about certain topics in the beginning, like you were saying how you like to write about current events and things that our world faces on a daily, which is just amazing, by the way. So why like Black Lives Matter? Why Joe Biden? Why do you talk about these things? Like, what does it matter to you? That's not in like a rude way. Like, can you just elaborate on that, please?
Yes. So Black Lives Matter kind of hit home for me because as a person of color, I've seen so many actions that are racially motivated. And I read the news a lot. And when I first watched the video of George Floyd being murdered, my heart just dropped. And a lot of people don't understand that Black Lives Matter is the movement against racism, not against another group of people. And another story is like, during this time, my volleyball season was going on, and my team personally decided to kneel during the national anthem because we wanted to protest racial injustice and police brutality. And we were the only team in our region who decided to kneel, so we really received a lot of hate for that. And after these events, yeah, I really wanted to do something that will generate conversation and change. So I started to write about like why I personally kneel and about police brutality and racism and all those topics.
Because they are very important. And also, I wanted you to talk a little bit about your, because you also write a lot about racial inequality and social justice. And I know as an Asian, you can also face a lot of prejudice and a lot of not, well, racism, yes. So can you talk about that, please? And how
Yeah.
that is to you?
So recently, there has been like an increase in just hate crimes and racism targeted toward Asian Americans. And I feel like personally, I've always had the belief that, like in my community at least, not a lot of Asian Americans stand up for themselves because, they're considered as the model minority and they're just seen as quiet, shy, and timid. And I kind of wanted to do some things that will help them, will give them a voice, and so I can stand up for them. And there are so many events that have been going on, like Christian Hall. He was a boy who was shot by the police when he had, a phase of mental illness, and he had depression and was suicidal, and he called the police for help, and instead they shot him. Like these kinds of events kind of just opened my eyes, and like that could be my brother, or that could just be any of my family members. And I really wanted to do something and write about topics that will give Asian Americans a voice and help them sort of find a way to encourage people that it's okay to use your voice. You don't have to follow what other people say, or you don't have to be scared of what's going to happen to you because your voice is the most powerful thing ever.
No, definitely, because some people have the belief that it's just black people who face racism, but actually it's all ethnic minorities that just aren't white, I guess, do face quite a lot of hate crime and racism, and it's good that you're actually spreading light for that, because that's so amazing. Because obviously everywhere in the news it's like Black Lives Matter, which they do, but also all the lives that are also hurting do matter as well, and that is so true. And when you said about it could be any part of your family, that was just, it just hit home, because it literally could be anyone that I know. Do you know what I mean? Or it could even be my kids. So yeah, definitely. So I'm moving on. So what do you think the pandemic has kind of like taught you about everything?
I would say the pandemic has helped me highlight my values, kind of just really show me what kind of person I want to be. And I had so many opportunities to educate myself on topics like health, politics, and mental health, especially. I learned to take care of myself in terms of mental health, like learning to love myself, be kind, and yeah.
No, for sure. But when you were talking about, like, obviously take care of yourself, which is so important, honestly. So what are your favorite things to kind of just reel it back in and get you back in, like, in a happy zone, I guess?
Yeah, so I love looking at the stars. I know it sounds a little bit cheesy, but I just like there's something that just makes me feel better, like when I'm connected with nature or when I'm outside. So whenever I feel sad, I kind of just, take my AirPods, I go outside at night, I look at the stars, I just listen to music, kind of reflect on what's been going on and how I want to live, kind of, and just
Yeah,
make
I
myself
agree.
feel better.
Yeah, and I don't think that sounds cheesy. I wish I could look at the stars, but here in Britain, everything's just pitch black all the time. So, obviously, you do a lot of writing, which is amazing. I mean, I like English, but I don't think I could do as much writing as you, to be fair. So, what is the best part about writing?
I think the best part of writing is putting your own feelings into words. I think there's something really beautiful in writing about your own passions and dreams and seeing a part of yourself in those words.
So, what is the most challenging part about writing? Because obviously, there's good parts and there's always bad parts to something. So, what do you think is the most challenging part about writing?
I think the most challenging part is allowing your writing to be honest and true to yourself, because I think a lot of writers are scared of their own feelings and what other people will think of them. But the
Oh,
best pieces, yeah, are usually the ones that aren't forced and are more natural and personal to the writer.
yeah. And when you just like, yeah, when you just feel everything out and just into paper. So what would you say to someone, this is like one of the questions I should have asked back in the beginning, but what would you say to someone who actually wants to start writing?
I think figure out what you want to write about first. It can be anything, like something you're passionate about. I think that would be really great. And do your research, like figure out your audience and where you want to publish it and kind of take your time. Nothing's rushed. You have all the time in the world, and you kind of just figure out how you want your words to flow and how, like, what kind of messages you want your readers to get from your book.
Yeah. And do you ever get points where you're writing and then you just can't think of anything else? Like, what would you do in that moment?
Yeah, I've had a lot of those moments when I was writing my book, but I really like listening to music so I could kind of get those feelings back and some kind of inspiration for my writing. Like, I don't know if you've heard the song Driver's License by Olivia
Oh,
Rodrigo.
yes.
Yeah, it was great. And I just listened to that song a lot when I was writing because it's kind of like the feeling that I wanted to portray in my book. So I kind of just use those emotions and feelings that I got from the song and started there.
That's amazing, and I definitely will probably buy buying one of the books, the poetry books. So are you like selling it everywhere, or do you want to talk a little bit about your book?
Yes, so I'm selling the book on Amazon, and you just search up From the Ground Up by Zixin Huang. My book is about kind of heartbreak and growth. I really want to capture that kind of heaviness, heavy aftermath after a breakup. And I think writing about love is just super beautiful and simple at the same time. I believe that a lot of teenagers today can relate to that, and just everyone in general, because you don't have to go through a breakup to feel heartbreak. It's everywhere. And yeah.
I know, I don't know if this is like such a personal question or you don't have to answer this, but do you think you're like speaking from existent experience when you're writing your book and stuff like that? Like, have you ever been through such a bad breakup or?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the things that I went through, I put in my book a lot of the experiences and feelings and emotions. I was also inspired by a lot of books and movies, like The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I don't know if you've watched that movie or read that book,
No, I
but
haven't.
it's so beautiful, and it's definitely one of the big inspirations I had for my book. Yeah, and I also had, let me think, John Green. He's one of my favorite authors.
Oh, the guy who wrote, what's that? The
Yes,
Fault in Our Stars. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
I love that book, and I think he just captures like all these emotions and feelings perfectly, and I was so inspired by all his novels.
Definitely. That book is really beautiful as well. And like the kind of
Yeah.
work that he puts in, it's definitely a good inspiration. And what was the process like? How long did it take you? And how did you find people to help you distribute your book? Just how was the process like?
Yeah, so I started writing my book a couple months ago. I just started small, like I just grab a bunch of notebooks and just a pencil, and I just start jotting down words and feelings and just anything that's like on my mind. And then once I had all my notes together, kind of poems I wanted to put in my book, I would just type it on a manuscript. Like Amazon, they provide a manuscript like template for you, and I just filled in through that. And I also had to like split it into different sections, like chapters, so it kind of goes with the overall theme or message. And you just submit everything to Amazon, your manuscript, your book design, and they kind of just sort everything out for you.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
Yeah.
actually kind of like Anchor, which is what I use for my podcast. You just upload it, and that is actually really, really cool. So how did you tell, have you told anyone in your hometown yet? Are you gonna do like an book day where you like sign books for people and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've also been like contacting a lot of magazines, or like, those small magazines owned by teenagers. And I think their audience is kind of like the same audience that I'm trying to reach. So I'm planning on messaging them, asking them to post about my book so I can reach more people. And yeah, I'm planning on just telling my friends, and I know they're super supportive, and I'm just going to go from there.
I'm so happy for you. That is actually a really, really big achievement. And you
Thank
must be
you.
so proud of yourself as well. Not gonna let you talk too much about your book. Probably don't want to give too much about it. But
Yeah.
why poetry? Like, that's my question. Like, why not fiction or non-fiction? Like, why poetry?
I think poetry captures like a feeling that nonfiction or fiction can't really capture. It has something to do with like the flow of the words and the format and just the way it's written. It's so beautiful, and it just really captures me and so many other readers. And I feel like it's so universal as well. Like so many people can relate to it, even if they didn't have the same experience as you can totally relate to some of the things that other people have written.
Yeah, of course. So, wow. Do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about? I've just gone through the questions quite quick and I didn't really do any more. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about here? Just kind of let people know and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would just encourage people, like if you're thinking about going into writing, I think just do it. Sometimes you have to take risks, but I think this is like writing something and sharing it to the world. It's a very beautiful risk to take. And there's so many people who could, enjoy your book or enjoy your writing, and it could completely change their life. So I think, I really hope that people will listen to this and kind of feel inspired to make their own, project, do their own thing, and find their own passion so they can write something beautiful.
No, honestly, you writing, that is just so cool because I actually started a blog.
That's
I started a
cool.
blog before I started this, and I wanted to do YouTube. I've just been all over the place before I settled on starting a podcast. But I found when I was doing a blog, it was actually really cool. I mean, it's not the same as obviously writing like you, but it was just cool to just kind of like type, 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 just let everything out. It is really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool, your blog. That sounds amazing.
It's gone now, but it was amazing for while it lasted. So, would you have anything else to say, or is it okay if I just end it over here?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, thank you so much, Zisheng. It's actually been so cool talking to you. You're so smart and wise. It's just, wow, I will listen to
Thank
this episode and
you.
be like,
I This was so much fun. It was a great experience.
it was so great having you here. And thank you all who are at home listening to today's episode. I hope you found it beneficial. And if you have any questions, you can obviously reach out to Zisheng herself, or you can DM me on Instagram. I'd love to hear from it. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave a review. It is very, very helpful. And stay safe and tune in next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye, guys. Okay.